The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello there, I am Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little bit about me. I am an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is how to plant succulents in containers. Obviously, in the last few years, succulents are everywhere. People are getting really excited about them. So I thought I would give you just some basic information about how to get started with this fun plant. Succulents continue to grow in popularity. They are unusual and exotic, and best of all, they are easy to grow. How to plant succulents in containers, you ask? Follow these simple tips and enjoy gorgeous and low-maintenance arrangements indoors and out. Choose a container with great drainage holes. Succulents don't like wet feet, and too much moisture in the soil leads to root rot. It's important when selecting a container to choose one that has plenty of drainage holes. This allows the plants to get moisture, receive oxygen, and wash out extra salts. In fact, after planting succulents, I would wait a day or two to water them. This prevents them from soaking up too much water. Give plants the right mix of sandy soil. When you plant succulents in containers, it's important to note that they don't like a lot of organic material. I love to use Osmocote's cacti and succulent mix as it is the perfect mixture and takes the guesswork out of mixing up your own. It is useful for both succulents and cacti and also offers slow-release nutrition, which is nice. It won't burn the roots of your young plants. Not too much sun. When selecting the plants for your arrangement, be conscious of the best site for your plants. Not all succulents love to be in hot, direct sun. My favorite choice for low light conditions is aloe vera. It has a stunning geometry and is useful in the kitchen for burns and to protect skin. Here is a great place to find options for great indoor succulents that don't require full sun. Go to succulentplantcare.com. Water and feed succulents. Even cacti like water. While you should never overwater, it is important to be in the habit of a regular watering and feeding schedule. Different plants, as well as the amount of sun they get, will dictate some of your watering plans. Look to the plant's leaves to give you the best clues about moisture. If your plant has leaves that are yellowing, this is a sign that you've given too much water. Stems and roots often begin to rot as well. If your plant seems a bit dull, it will get shriveled leaves, and that will make them lose their shine. This is a sure sign that they need a drink. Succulents are a terrific way to spruce up your container game. They are a beautiful addition to houseplants, porches, and patios alike. Give them a shot. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.